My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We got some free lines that opened up during the long break there. 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. It's the number you can dial right now, and it's open phones with any technology, computer-related calls and questions.
And also, you can email us through our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the Computer Corner section. You'll see, scroll down. Do use the form that we have. Don't email us directly. Use the form, because that's how one way we filter out spam. Spam. I was just talking to Matilda off the air. Common question, how do I eliminate? She's a fairly new user, it sounded like. She's on the Cox high-speed internet system, and she's getting inundated with garbage mails. And in my discussion with her, it turns out she made one of the mistakes that most new people make. She was replying to spam, saying, please take me off your list. Folks, please, we say this every week, do not ever reply to any unsolicited message.
If you signed up for it and they're saying to take yourself off reply, then fine, if you signed up for it in the first place.
For instance, if you sign up for our newsletter, we have ways in the newsletter for you to say, click here, do these things, to get off the list. But remember, you subscribed in the first place. If it's some nasty pornographic thing that says, oh, we comply to the industry standards, and if you don't want this stuff, we'll definitely take you off the list.
Yeah, just tell us, and we'll be happy to take you off the list.
Wrongo! As soon as you reply, all you've done is validate the address. These people, they didn't follow the rules to begin with. They're not going to follow the rules halfway through this thing. They're trying to harvest valid addresses, and this is how they get you to trip up and validate your address so that then they can sell the address to 10 or 20,000 other spammers. If you're on the Cox system, like I told Matilda, what's great about it is you get 7 email addresses. So create a new address, protect it. Do not give it to anybody unless you can trust them. Create a second address for just about everybody. That way, when that address becomes ridiculously overrun with spam, you just stop using it, kill it, create another one. You've got lots of addresses you can use if you're on the Cox high-speed internet system.
If you're not, you can also go and get a couple of free addresses at like a Hotmail or a Yahoo or places like that. So that's what I do. I have my free address that I use at one of those big services that I give out whenever I'm signing up someplace at a website. Sometimes you need to give them a real email address because they send you some kind of link. I give that one out freely to the world, and then my own, I have a home one and a work one. My work one is kind of, you know, I have to kind of give that out a lot, so it's kind of the medium, and then my home one I give out to very few people. So
if you're a Cox user, go to cox.net, and you will see a support section, and there's a real easy interface for creating new email addresses. And if you miss us, actually me, if you have Cox Digital, you can go to Channel 1 every 4 hours, and we actually walk you through it step by step on television.
It's very exciting. Ken in his spiffy-looking vest.
Yes, yes.
He looks so sweet.
We need to do an updated version of that.
You think?
All right, so if you're getting these things, please heed our advice. Do not. We have lots and lots of resources. All these people that are emailing and saying, hey, what can I do about spam? Clearly, you've never been to our website and looked at all the resources we have posted for spam filters, tips on what to do, where to sign up for free accounts to use for the general public, all those things. Lots and lots of help, both at datadoctors.com and at computerproblems.com. Check that out. Richard emailed in with something that's his experience will help others say, hey, maybe I should do something to avoid this problem. Richard says, a month ago, I fell in the pool with my cell phone in my pocket. So long phone. And so long phone list.
Oh, yeah. Oops, I forgot about all those numbers I had stored in there that I don't really remember. I just had them stored, so I don't need to remember them, right?
Right. There were phone numbers in there that I had recorded nowhere else. That won't happen again. Oh, I may fall in the pool, but my phone list is resident on my PC.
Well, slow down on the drinking, and maybe you'll avoid falling in the pool, number one. Number two.
Or get a pool fence.
Right.
There are software programs you can get. If you're a cell phone user and you've got You probably don't realize how many phone numbers you have.
If you're a cell phone user, is there anybody that's not a cell phone user?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
I'm unaware of that.
Doubt they're listening to the show, but...
Right.
If your cell phone has... Well, now, here's the deal. Lots of cell phone users don't have any clue how to record or, like, save.
That's probably good for them.
Yeah. But if you have figured that out, chances are you've got lots and lots and lots. You can get software that will synchronize whatever phone list is on your phone your actual cell phone to your PC.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, something like that. So check that out. Are we going to go to Louis?
Do we have to?
We don't have to.
I think we probably have.
It looks like
to.
He might actually have a good question.
You think? Let's just see about Mr. Louis today and see if he's got something of value to add or subtract from our show.
Louis, you got a question about Acrobat Reader?
We got about a minute and a half,
yep.
So make
yep,
it good.
I do.
What you got?
When I look at the place on internet, get instructions for something like working on a washing machine, I need to take those instructions. I want to download them to my computer.
Okay.
So I don't have to stop at the internet every time I want to look at them.
Well, when you click on it, does it automatically like open up into the on the screen in your browser?
Yeah.
Okay, with Adobe Reader, Acrobat Reader, you can actually do a file save a copy as or save a copy.
If it says, is that different than save as?
Because no, it's the same.
Save and save as are grayed out and not accessible in some cases.
What if you right-click on the file instead of just clicking on it, right-click on it and say save target as?
That's before it opens up.
Right.
Yeah, and that saved just the URL.
Okay.
It did not save the file.
In some cases, we use the actual Adobe Acrobat program. When you create the PDF, the portable document file, you can actually protect it in a way that it can't be saved, it can't be printed, it can't be, or, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do with the document. I shouldn't say printed, but you can't, like, copy and paste. And those kind of, you can do things to the document to protect it. So in some cases, some of those people are going to do that.
So if I have important instructions, I just have to go every time I want to look at them.
Well, if you can print, you can do file, print, and tell it to print it to a file.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could print to a file, and then anytime you want to go back, you could open that file up.
And what format would that file be?
It's in a PRN file, which is a printer file. You can send it directly to your printer.
You could also highlight all the text and copy and paste, perhaps.
As long as they haven't protected the document.
Right.
So they're in control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes.
When they create the document, they're going to determine what you can and cannot do with it.
Uh-huh.
All right?
The creator is the controller.
That's what I didn't want to hear, but I guess what I needed to know.
Or at least the creator can be the controller.
They are the creator.
Yeah.
Of the document. All right,
okay,
Louis.
Okay, guys.
All right, good
enjoyed
luck.
Enjoyed your Comdex report.
Thank you. So hopefully there's some new technology on the horizon for all of us.
Yep.
All right, that's going to is that it for this segment?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. That frees up a line though. It's 602-277-5827 and I think in a second here we've got to go to a little update on the Amber Alert situation. So I'm just waiting to get a kind of cue if that's actually the case here. But
Steve and we have somebody named Lancelot.
Lancelot.
We'll have to see if they can cut the mustard here and get on the big show.
The big show?
The big show.
What's the big show? Is that the other show that's going on across the hall?
No, the computer corner.
Oh, the show we're in here.
The spam corner, the pop-up ads corner, whatever corner you want it to be. We've got it all here. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, we are the Data Doctors. We're here every week with you trying to give you a little information about computers, give you ways to ask questions. Clearly, there's just no way for us to answer all the questions that come in, and we try to limit the questions to those that are going to help others that are listening. So keep that in mind as you're asking your questions. Please, when you send us an email, read the email before you send it off. There's so many times we get an email, and we'd like to help you, but we have no idea what you're saying. You haven't given us enough information, or there's no punctuation, or, you know, just...
all that kind of stuff.
Impossible.
602-277-5827. We've got a free line open right now, and now to Gail Bass in the KTR News Center with an Amber Alert update.
Tucson police issue an Amber Alert for a missing 14-month-old girl. They say Marianne Gonzalez was last seen at her home at 4627 East Montecito in Tucson.